This weekend, a high school production of the music Les Miserables will be performed in Philadelphia. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that the play, which puts guns in the hands of teenagers, takes on extra meaning since last week's school shooting in Florida.
The William Penn Charter School in the East Falls neighborhood of Philadelphia does a musical every year, usually lighter fare, like Beauty and the Beast, Godspell, Hairspray. A year ago, it decided to tackle a more serious show, Les Miserables, because, as director Jessica Bender says, it is the favorite musical of her boss, the head of school.
It's challenging vocally. You have to have strong singers, and you have to have a lot of strong singers. Some shows you can get away with one or two. This is a show where you need about 16.
One day more.
More than good singers to do Les Mis, you have to have guns. You have to have a lot of guns.
We are a Quaker school, so the idea of weaponry in every, you know, in any situation has to be considered. The idea of trying to tell the story, this story in particular, without guns, doesn't necessarily seem like it's going to be telling the story as it should be told.
The iconic scene in Les Mis is a barricade in the streets of Paris where armed students rise up against the monarchy.
Fire!
Jaleel Bivens, who's a junior, plays the rebel leader.
What is this person like dragging these kids into? And I realize it's for a change, but the fact that these kids are still getting gunned down makes me have to think about what I do. Like, it's made me less goofy, and I'm a silly person in nature. But it's made me just less goofy, especially in this part of the show. Like, I want to nail this. I want to, like, bring it to life.
Bivens' character dies in the gunfight, as do eight other characters. It's a bloodbath. Foremost on the minds of cast members is the school shooting in Florida. Some students at Penn Charter knew the victims personally, having befriended them at a summer camp last year. Bender, the director, held an impromptu forum with the cast and crew the day after the shooting, giving them time to react to the news.
I decided it would be irresponsible to put them on stage in that situation without being able to deal with their feelings about what happened in Florida, especially where they are talking about essentially losing friends to gun violence.
That session turned into a highly emotional 2 hours of talking, crying, and yelling. Caroline Chavanis, a senior, was there.
I'm frustrated. I'm upset. But my main emotion at this point is anger. The fact that this has happened so much is ridiculous.
In the wake of last week's school shooting, Chavanis says Les Miserables feels different. The stakes are higher now. Songs like Empty Chairs and Empty Tables, which mourn the death of friends, seems more real than ever.
Empty chairs at empty tables, where my friends will meet no more.
Sakia Phillips, who's a sophomore, wants to wield her performance in Les Mis like a hammer as a means of activism.
I've always wanted to be like a doctor when I get older. But it's like, since no one in politics is doing anything about it, I feel like our generation, like, has to do something, like, it needs to stop. I will, like, go into politics, which I hate so much, and, like, I'm, like, gonna be the president. Sorry, I'm saying like a lot. But it's, like, just makes me upset and frustrated because they're not doing anything about it.
Les Miserables, the student version, will be performed 3 times this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, at Penn Charter School. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.